I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-minute reset. I want to talk today about how sometimes insults can actually be compliments. What do I mean by that? A really fun way to discern what sets you apart. And this is really key in not only in the business world, but in your spiritual life, because the things that God has graced you with, your charisms, your graces, your gifts that set you apart from other people are the things that you should lean into. And one great way to identify those things is to ask the question, what things might people say about you that they think are kind of putting you down that you would say, oh yeah, I love that part of myself. Thank you. Pat, what would your answer be to that question?
Oh, there's a few. I know when I first started my business, and I think you and I share this one, and that is people would say, you're not real professional about how you do things. And I'd be like,
hallelujah.
You're exactly right. I'm kind of allergic to things being too tied together. Now, there's other people that are very professional, and I can celebrate that in them. And I don't want to criticize them and say, you're too, but that's just not who I am. The other one is, like, my books are really simple. And people have come up to me and said, you know, the stuff you write about isn't all that complicated. I think I could have written that. And I don't go like, what do you mean? I'm like, I know you should. Maybe you'll write one that I'll, you know. So some people could think they're insulting you. They're actually just calling out what is true in you. That doesn't mean that every time somebody gives you a critique, you should just take it and be glad for it, because sometimes it's something we should change about ourselves. But I will never aspire to be overly professional or overly sophisticated. Yeah. And I can thank God for the things that somebody might actually criticize me for.
And lean into and even brag about those things. Tell people those things up front. And Pat, we come from two very different worlds. If you're listening to The Reset frequently, you know this, right? I'm a preacher. Pat's a business guru, right? But we share that same quality. And I'll lean into it before, if I'm preaching to an audience, I'll say, look, half the things I'm going to tell you about how to live your life are going to leave you saying, duh, to which I would say, yeah, duh, so do it, right? Don't let there be that the difference between that life you obviously know you're supposed to live and the stupidly simple things you got to do to put it into action. Just do it. So yeah, lean in, own it, celebrate it.
And we're going to annoy people with those things sometimes and go, hey, yeah, I'm sorry, that's who I am. I have a great friend, Karen, and she can be like really optimistic and naive about certain things. And she recently said, I kind of like that about myself. And I'm like, yeah, I like that about you too. And in those moments where we're talking about something and I say, you're being kind of naive here, it's not really a criticism. It's more of a, hey, I know that's true about you. Maybe that doesn't apply in this case, or maybe it does, but it doesn't. We're not criticizing each other. We're acknowledging, hey, you're kind of like that. And it's like, yeah, thank God I am.
Amen. And if someone doesn't appreciate it, the good response is, that's all right. I'm not for everybody.
Right. So let's pray. God, help us to accept how you've made us and to know when we should try to change things about ourselves and know when we should just celebrate what others might not find to be wonderful. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.